From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Sizable losses on Wall Street on a day that apparently unrelated computer glitches shut down the New York Stock Exchange and grounded one of the nation's largest airlines. On the NYSE, trading was suspended for more than 3 hours today because of a technical glitch, described as an internal computer system problem and not a cyber attack. NYSE President Thomas Farley telling business news channel CNBC while the exchange was able to reopen, they've got some work to do.
We investigated the issue today. We found it. We fixed it. Tonight and overnight starts the investigation of what exactly we need to change. Do we need to change our protocols? Absolutely. This can't happen again. We can't put ourselves in this position again.
Trading on the NASDAQ and the other U.S. stock market platforms was not affected by the outage, so traders were still able to buy and sell stocks. Markets were down even before the NYSE problems, though, with concerns about a sell-off in China worrying traders. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 261 points today. That was a drop of 1.5%. The NASDAQ was down 87 points. The S&P 500 fell 34 points. United Airlines says a router issue forced it to ground all of its flights for a time this morning. NPR's Brian Naylor reports the delays caused by the computer glitch have lingered throughout the day.
United says more than 800 of its flights were delayed and about 60 were canceled because of the computer problem. It's the second time in a little more than a month that United's computer issues have forced it to delay flights. The airline said its reservation system was affected this time, forcing some agents to write out tickets by hand and making it difficult for passengers to check in. The airline says it's waiving fees for passengers wishing to change their flights. United is the second biggest U.S. carrier and has had recurring computer problems since its merger with Continental 5 years ago. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
Baltimore's mayor has fired the city's police commissioner today, noting that a recent spike in homicide rates weeks after a black man died of injuries after being taken into custody by police shows the need for a change in leadership. Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake at a news conference today thanked Police Commissioner Anthony Batts for his service, but noted criticism of police leadership has become a distraction.
We need a change. This was not an easy decision, but it is one that is in the best interest of the people of Baltimore.
Batts' firing comes just 2.5 months after rioting erupted in the city following the death of Freddie Gray. His death was ruled a homicide. 6 police officers have been criminally charged. Giant J.P. Morgan Chase has agreed to pay $136 million to settle charges it used illegal tactics to go after consumers behind on their credit cards. According to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, J.P. Morgan Chase, the nation's biggest bank, relied extensively on robo-signing and other practices that provided inaccurate information to third-party debt collectors. Bureau also accuses Chase of filing misleading lawsuits. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. State police in South Carolina say they are looking into a number of threats made against state lawmakers as they debate whether the Confederate battle flag should be permitted to continue flying on State House grounds. The Senate has already voted to remove the flag, and State House lawmakers are considering similar actions. Meanwhile, U.S. House lawmakers today voted to ban the display of Confederate flags at historic federal cemeteries in the Deep South. Gun control advocates were at the U.S. Capitol today calling on Congress to approve legislation that would expand background checks for gun purchases. NPR's Pam Fessler reports those making the appeal included relatives and friends of the 9 church members who were shot to death in South Carolina last month.
It was a familiar scene, those affected by gun violence pleading with lawmakers to act. They joined the Brady campaign to prevent gun violence and calling for a vote to expand background checks to online and gun show purchases. Campaign President Dan Gross said he was not discouraged by those who doubt that Congress will act now when it failed to do so after the shooting deaths of schoolchildren in Newtown, Connecticut.
This isn't a question of if, it's a question of when. And anyone who says it can't be done is just arming Congress with an excuse to continue their deadly course of inaction.
But sponsors of the bill acknowledge it's an uphill battle in the Republican-controlled Congress. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
The Obama administration is moving forward with a proposal aimed at reducing the risk of deadly natural gas line explosions. The proposal put forth today calling on utilities to install inexpensive safety valves on natural gas lines across the U.S. Government investigators say such valves could have prevented hundreds of accidents. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.